This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Happy Thanksgiving. May your house and your belly be full today. As I talked about new 2023 vegetables yesterday, I'm thinking about all those mouth-watering flavors we'll be eating today. As you belly up to the table, think about the herbs in the stuffing you could grow. Parsley and sage are two easy ones. I generally grow rosemary and use that in lots of dishes. In particular, when I've thrown chicken, pork, or beef in the crock pot. Oh, and those little red potatoes would be easy to grow. Maybe you could ask for a grow bag for Christmas. Throw some rosemary sprigs on those and roast them. You know my penchant for homemade pumpkin pie. This year I made pie with a pink pumpkin. It was delicious. The texture was thick, which I like. Of course, I doubled the spices I put in. A half a teaspoon of anything is just not enough. As for decorations, well, if you've grown ornamental grasses, then bring some into the house. Add some red twig dogwood, I have yellow twigged, and some gnarly looking branches you found scattered in your yard, some evergreen, and tie some string and or ribbon and you've got yourself a simple but elegant centerpiece. We're not Martha Stewart's. Or, well, at least I'm not, but we can still create some fun stuff right out of our own backyards. You could spray paint those branches too. Mostly, today is a day to enjoy each other and each moment you have with one another. There won't be another exactly like it. If you have an abundance, perhaps you could give to a local food shelf. There's much to be thankful for when we look for it. God bless you and yours from me and mine. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.